If you want to go out somewhere different, a new cafe enabling young people to gain catering experience has opened at Open Norwich in the centre of the city. If you want an unusual road journey, there are opportunities to travel on a 1959 vintage bus. If you prefer to go by water and be entertained, a new ferry across the River Bure might tempt you. And if you think you're seeing UFOs, they might be police drones. These stories follow. Open Norwich has launched a new venture enabling young people to gain valuable catering and hospitality experience. The Youth Charity Trust, based on Bank Plain in Norwich, has opened a cafe serving a range of healthy dishes made from locally sourced produce. These dishes are created by the head of catering, Andrew Baker, with the help of two apprentices taking part in the Open Cafe programme, who are working towards accreditations for their CVs. Mr. Baker, 45, said, "The cafe is going really well. People are loving the food, and we're getting everyone trained up, which is a crucial thing for the continuity of service. Before, we just had a tuck shop type of thing going, with lots of chocolate bars on sale. But now we're trying to hide all that and we're offering good quality, healthy food in a safe place." As well as an eatery, Open has also launched a private dining service, offering companies the chance to bring their clients in for important meetings or occasions. It also hopes to begin serving afternoon teas in the future and is considering holding some fun-themed food and drink events.
Vintage 1959 bus to take to city roads again for the Nook appeal. The 1959 Bristol MW5G will be used for bus rides around Norwich landmarks on Sunday, August the 13th. All the rides are part of the inaugural Norwich Bus Bash event, running from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. in aid of the East Anglia Children's Hospices, EACH, Nook appeal. Each launched its appeal 2 years ago to raise £10 million for a new purpose-built facility at Framingham Earl, which will replace its Quiddenham base. Alongside the rides, First Eastern Counties is opening its depot on Roundtree Way, Norwich, to the public for the first time. The Norwich Bus Bash is free, but donations will be collected during the day for each. Family-friendly activities at the Norwich Bus Bash include a display of old and new buses, guided tours, opportunities to have photos taken in a bus cab, and a ride through a bus wash.
A classic ship's lifeboat has been turned into a new ferry for a connection across the River Bure at the Ferry Inn at Horning. Dave Scragg and his partner Linda have refurbished an old ship's lifeboat known as Stanley Arthur II and given her a repaint, arranged seating for up to 12 passengers, and organised facilities for dogs, children and cycles. The ferry boat operates a regular service 7 days a week during the summer season and will save cyclists a long trek of up to 14 miles via Roxham Bridge and Sourhouse. Mr. Scragg, 62, a member of three organisations, Norfolk Lowland Search and Rescue, Swift Water and First Flood Response Team, saw the need for the connection between the ferry inn at Horning and Wood Bastwick, as well as the Cockshoot Broad. He spent 4 decades in the music scene playing trombone with orchestras and groups and intends to use his musical talents to serenade his ferry passengers. He said, "We love people, so a little bit of entertainment goes well with the holidaymakers and cyclists in particular. We have to raise funds to keep the ferry going, so by having more passengers, the more the merrier. Prices are £1 per person per trip, cycles 50p, and dogs are free."
The fight against crime is looking up in Norfolk after police announce the introduction of aerial drones. The force will launch a 3-month trial period, using the drones to investigate rural crime, monitor demonstrations, and search for missing people. Armed with a high-resolution camera, they can be launched within minutes from almost any location. Live aerial footage is then linked to an officer on the ground and the police control room. Deputy Chief Constable Nick Dean said, while the technology still has its limitations, the option of launching a drone in the air in a few minutes could help save lives and secure evidence if a crime was in progress. Drones offer many benefits that complement the National Police Air Service, the NPAS, helicopter. This technology offers a highly cost-effective approach to help assist our officers. However, he added that it was still a long way off until drones became standard kit in a police car. Police said the cost of training 4 drone pilots and purchasing 2 unmanned aerial systems, UAS, cost less than £8,000.
And now for our first feature. This week commemorates the centenary of one of the costliest campaigns of the First World War. It was written by Steve Snelling and charts the fate of Norfolk soldiers during the 1917 Passchendaele Offensive. It is read by Anne Gretton.